This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
They can't trump our providence if we take action and take our birthright. I'm exercising mine. What about you? Next segment, it's so sad. They're canceling the Clinton Broadway show months early. No one's coming to their events. And Hillary's attacked me and says I'm the operating system for Trump. No. I simply rediscovered America and freedom. Packaged it in just a brown paper bag cover. And people want it. Over you, whose first lawyer job was representing child rapists? And I don't mean just people accused of it and it's not clear. I mean brutalizing people. NBC News, Hillary Clinton covered up pedophile ring at the State Department. Hillary attacked me on Twitter last night. YouTube deletes channel of Spain's populist Vox Party. Crime Boss, closing arguments in the NXIVM trial. NXIVM trial. Oh, and look. New Life Children's Refuge case, even from Wikipedia, even the left can't whitewash it. Laura Silsby, who got convicted of child sex trafficking out of Haiti for the Clinton Foundation. Well, guess what? She changed her name. And she now runs the group that controls Amber Alert for missing kids. That's a key position, isn't it? Right where you need to be. The Clinton-Silsby trafficking scandal and how the media attempted to cover it up. Zero hedge. Boy, they deposed me in Sandy Hook. They want to know all about Zero Hedge. Who runs it? Who's behind it? I don't know. I just know they don't like pedophiles and they're badass. And I just know it's good to know I got other folks out there like me. Feels good to not be the last of the Mohicans. Oh, we're not the last. We're the rebirth, all of you. You can be black, you can be white, you can be brown, you can be pink. You can be old, you can be young, you can be male, female. If you believe in protecting children's innocence, you believe in humanity, and you believe in God, you believe in the future, and you're not anti-human, well, then we're on the same team. Clinton brokers deal over Haiti orphans' abductions. Wow. Wow. That's mainstream news, ladies and gentlemen. Look at that. Look at that. And then it goes through all of it right here. Clinton Foundation tied to child trafficker Laura Silsby. Trying to sneak kids out of Haiti. God knows where they'd go. Laura Silsby was convicted of kidnapping 33 Haitian children who had families. She changed her name to Laura Gaylor and now works for the U.S. government. And she got a job running the system that gives the index info to Amber Alert. She works for Amber Alerts as a service, which means she knows how to locate those missing children or know who might be looking for them. Important place to be after you're a convicted child trafficker. But hey, a lot of kids flowing in now with those open borders. A lot of fresh hamburger. Mm-hmm. The Global Intelligence Files. Legal advisor to U.S. Haiti missionaries arrested. And guess what they were arrested for? Can you guess? Human trafficking of children. But there's a new article out. This is being promoted by mainstream media and the Huffington Post. Children can handle the kink of pride parades, say SJW parents, when they let their little kids get out there and see naked men and their genitals hanging out, and things I won't even show adults here on the show. But the men come over and rub their erect genitals on little kids, and everyone howls with pleasure. The power of exercising pedophilia in the open makes Satan smile upon them. AP exclusive, UN child sex ring left victims but no arrests, including many deaths. Go read the 11-page report. Oh, top Clinton donor in Arkansas arrested for child porn distribution. That's mainstream media, biglegpolitics.com, also reporting on it. Oh, and Trump's busting the pedophiles. That makes him mad.
I want to salute and commend every man, woman, and child that has supported this broadcast over the years and that has stood with us. And I want to thank all of our sponsors and all of our affiliates. But I'll tell you like it is. You've seen the unmitigated attack we've been under. You're our only sponsors. And when you don't buy the products that are absolutely the best out there, we aren't able to continue on. So remember, you are the InfoWar. I'm not the leader. You are the leader. When you take action, nothing stops you. We've got giant specials running right now at InfoWarsStore.com that are unprecedented. And if you go there and buy great products that you already need from across the board, it funds the second American Revolution worldwide. So I want to thank you for your support, and I want to encourage you again. Go to InfoWarsStore.com for whatever the product is you need. We have thousands of them, and it makes this all possible. Thank you for making InfoWars possible. God bless you.
The InfoWars.com studios. It's Alex Jones.
You know, one time I sang this in my Dodge Challenger, roaring down the road with Dave Mustaine here in Austin, Texas. And we heard Dave's got throat cancer. I need to call him and pray for him. But I sang this whole song with him on the radio.
Going to a show.
That was better than going to one of his concerts. I'm here to tell you, it's harder than it looks. Long way to the top if you want to bring down world government. We're getting real close. Hillary Clinton tweeted out last night about Trump's event. She said she can handle it. Blessed with stamina, and thankfully I didn't stay up late last night watching InfoWars, but she meant by Trump's re-election launch that was a gigantic extravaganza. Woo! They are pissed. I'll show you in that segment, or maybe now. Nobody's coming to their events, maybe a couple thousand, even when the tickets are free. Nobody's going to their Clinton play that they have in New York that the whole media has been pushing and promoting on Broadway. That's been canceled a month early. Nobody, ladies and gentlemen, nobody likes Hillary. Nobody's visiting with her. Nobody's covering what Biden does. Biden might get 200, 300 people out. They're so scared. And so she sees Trump, ladies and gentlemen, and what happened last night as so incredibly scary. And she accurately knows that it's InfoWars. They have a clip in there where CNN pulls out and cuts the feed because they're chanting, CNN sucks, and they don't know what to do. Isn't that just beautiful? Now, Paul Watson did a report. We're going to go ahead and roll right now. We'll talk about it after the break. The eerily accurate predictions of cyberpunk. Here it is.
Cyberpunk 2020 was a 1988 tabletop role-playing game,
the second version of which was set in a fictional 2020. The game takes place in a dystopian future where multiculturalism has failed and America is, quote, divided by class, race, and economics. The main themes of the game pertain to futuristic transport, weaponry, and transhumanism. But it's the cultural and sociological tropes featured in the game that make some of its predictions eerily prescient. Again, to emphasize, this RPG was originally created 30 years ago, and in an updated 1994 rulebook, we find this stunningly pinpoint prophecy about life in 2020. Diversity and unity. It is now accepted among historical scholars that in the decades before the collapse, America suffered from the sickness of racism and cultural identity. Everyone wanted to be seen as special. Every group had to be equal to or preferably better than its neighbors and fought to protect its special rights. If anyone had something that someone else wanted, they were painted as racist, sexist, elitist, or worse. This divisive me-first attitude eventually tore the fabric of American culture apart and caused it to self-destruct in a fireball of competing ideologies, none of which truly recognized each other's validity. Diversity led inexorably to anarchy. Wow, I guess the designers of Cyberpunk 2020 must have been racists. Yeah, actually it was created by this based black dude. For anyone who has followed modernity's obsession with identity politics and the sanctification of victimhood as a form of special status exploited to impose political and cultural hegemony. That's a creepily prophetic observation given that it was made nearly three decades ago. But that wasn't the only prediction that Cyberpunk 2020 got bang on the money. The game's 1988 rulebook predicted, quote, a Great Britain swamped by mass immigration, leading to streets almost explosively as dangerous as the United States. That kind of rings a bell.
A wave of stabbings have given London a higher murder rate than New York City.
Every 14 minutes, there's a knife crime across England and Wales.
Knife crime is at a near record high, with more than 40 blade offences every day in London.
If your child is involved in a gang and there's nowhere for him to hide, you take him back to Africa. You know, it's safer there than it is in London.
When you're a parent sending your child back, it's a risk you're taking, but unfortunately some parents feel like it's also a risk leaving their kids in the streets of London.
Diversity is a strength.
The game also predicted the rise of the, quote, me-first worldview, which is now exemplified by exploding narcissism driven by social media addiction. The RPG also foresaw a future in which, quote, entertainment has become generic and a conglomeration of TV networks emerged to deliver hundreds of channels that produce a product which is, quote, bland, mindless, and caters to the lowest possible denominator. That kind of rings a bell too. In a successful attempt to distract the population from the dystopia that surrounds them, in the game, the so-called media nets ensure that every apartment has access to this idiocracy-style mass entertainment. The game also predicted the decline of traditional media platforms, with old-fashioned newspapers and print magazines fading into oblivion. The original Cyberpunk game was inspired by a 1986 sci-fi novel called Hardwired. In Hardwired, and by extension Cyberpunk, ruthless corporations have created vast monopolies, have amassed more power than countries, and everyone is completely dependent on them. According to Cyberpunk's 1988 rulebook, in 2020, quote, dissenting opinions and independent productions are usually buried under an avalanche of media hype, or worse, co-opted or destroyed by the vicious competitive practices of the major media corps. That definitely reminds me of something. Just can't quite put my finger on it.
Imagine this for a second. One man with total control of billions of people's stolen data, all their secrets, their lives, their futures. I owe it all to Spectre. Spectre showed me that whoever controls the data controls the future.
But at least it's not that bad yet, right? We can still express dissenting opinions without being silenced by megacorps. At least when someone tried to post about Cyberpunk 2020 on Reddit under the title, in the original Cyberpunk 2020 rulebook, diversity was the downfall of America. The post wasn't immediately removed, right? Oh. It was immediately removed. A big Cyberpunk 2020 theme is augmentation of the body with cyber technology, which in turn causes an ensuing loss of humanity as the characters become more synthetic. Which was another adept example of prescient social commentary on our increasing addiction to smartphones and the wider body modification transhumanist movement.
The Stockholm subway system also has plans to modify their turnstiles so they can be opened with implanted chips. Over 3,500 Swedes now have microchips under their skin.
You got the chip.
According to the 1988 rulebook, quote, as each new technological enhancement slammed into place, a sort of cultural techno shock set in. In a 2006 update to the game called Cyberpunk 23X, corruption of the internet has made, quote, all data intangible and recent recorded history is in doubt. Again, this speaks to the contemporary lurch towards internet censorship and digital book burning, in addition to fears over fake news. This update also accurately predicted the rise of deepfake technology, misleading people about the nature of reality, and the power of memes to influence culture and society. Cyberpunk 2077, a new video game starring Keanu Reeves, based on the original RPG, is set to be released next year. In the game, the metropolis of Night City is divided up into six different regions. One is the domain of elitists, another of criminal gangs, and another of immigrants. In other words, diversity and integration appears to have failed. Segregation is a way of life. And nearly a year before the game is even released, we're already seeing a progressive backlash to Cyberpunk 2077. In this tweet, a leftist expresses his outrage at a certain level of disgust expressed by characters in the game to the sight of a heavily technologically augmented naked woman in a bathtub. Although the objective in the game is to rescue the woman, she is seen as profane, unclean, and not fully human because she is, quote, augmented too much. Given the...
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Well, everybody's heard about the bird. Bird, bird, bird. The winner, when a bird, bird, bird. Bird is a winner.
Welcome back. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. Belly Weaver was at the big Trump mega rally last night. InfoWars.com reporter. She'll be joining us the last segment. But I wanted to start every day when I have time singling out amazing YouTubers and other people online that are really breaking down some amazing stuff. This video was produced a couple years ago. It's only got 800,000 views. It deserves 10 million views. And it was put out by Black Pigeon Speaks. It's The End Game, Why the West is Lost. And it's from a liberal historic perspective, and it's actually pretty accurate. Now, the Black Pigeon Speaks was banned off YouTube for a week or so. There was a big backlash. They put them back up. But they're laying out the history of countries, the West, why the West was special, and why it's under so much attack. It'll take this segment and part of the next segment to get to this report, but it's really important, so here it is.
Odious cretins like Antifa, the Folsom Street Fair in San Francisco, children having sex reassignment surgery, dogs having sex reassignment surgery for that matter, bug chasing and gift giving, Miley Cyrus, massive uncontrolled immigration of cultural groups that are totally incompatible. We tell ourselves we are being vibrantly enriched when Rotherham, Orlando, and Cologne happened. What kind of civilization have we inherited? Well, what we are doing is in fact living the end game of Western civilization. This is the end result of the West's unique experiment, an experiment that many think has gone wrong, but in fact is going totally as should be expected. In the next several minutes, I will explain why the transgender, Antifa, children on hormone blockers, and those intentionally trying to contract HIV, the bug chasers, are in fact the true inheritors of Western civilization. The genesis of this video was around a few pints at the local pub with a friend that goes by the moniker, the Renegade of Funk. Please find a link to his blog and Twitter in the description. Well, what we were doing was doing as we usually do, talking about a plethora of abstract topics, when he brought up a book called The Troublesome Inheritance, written by Nicholas Wade. So what follows is basically a rehash of that conversation. So, the key or foundational understanding that underpins any civilization is that the state is superior to one's own tribe. This applies to the Sumerians, the Egyptians, the Greeks, the Phoenicians, the Carthaginians, the Romans, as well as it does to modern Americans. So, going back in time, after the collapse of Rome, Europe was a fractured patchwork of small kingdoms, while the Chinese of the same period had built a government based on meritocracy, at least in its administration, while, for example, the Islamic world wed religion with the state in a theocracy of the caliphate. All societies and all civilizations of the time were de facto dictatorships in one fashion or another, but it was in the West that developed a unique way in which to order its society, the rule of law. That's not to say that the Japanese, Indians, Chinese, or Arabs didn't have law, But the key difference is that the laws were never seen as superior or could countermand the ruling class, in that whoever ruled made the laws and everyone else obeyed. For a modern example of this, look no further than Kim Jong-un of North Korea. But what the West created in terms of the rule of law was revolutionary and superior to even Roman law. The Magna Carta was the starting point of the uniquely Western adaptation known as liberalism, the concept of which is very difficult and hard to pin down, but is best understood by looking at the sum of its parts. It is anti-tribal or anti-in-group, as authority is abstracted away from local family groups. The rule of law takes precedence over, even in theory, the ruling class. The rule of law also applies to all groups, thus in time it eventually becomes secular. And secular law leads to individual rights, as well as, and I might add, undermining religious authority. As liberalism evolved, representative government more often than not became the standard, and in time, as we have seen, that government becomes progressive. When liberalism reaches its apex, it then begins to deconstruct its own traditions and society, intentionally generating new norms and standards. This is where we are today. In Wade's book, he presented clear and convincing evidence that human evolution has been, in his words, copious, regional, and recent. We can observe huge shifts in intelligence, psychology, and behavior in as little as the past 20 generations. Consider the reality of medieval life. It was nasty, brutish, and short. For entertainment, people would gather in the town square to watch grisly torture executions or fill large containers with cats and burn them alive while they enjoyed listening to the screams of the dying animals. People ate with their hands, farted at the dinner table, and wiped their snot with their clothing. Interpersonal violence was also commonplace. Liberalism changed that. In a real sense, it created a more polite and better-mannered society. Murder rates declined as people became less tribal and formed nation-states. Etiquette improved, and the concept of chivalry was born. And it should be noted that despite the pedantic prostrations of the evil that is Christianity, it did help very much in this regard. As people became less tribal, they began to outsource violence to the state, seeing it as a legitimate arbiter of conflicts. The triumph of Parliament over King in England thus led to the Bill of Rights in 1689, which was followed by, quite predictably in hindsight, the American and French revolutions. Liberalism led to more individual rights, and it led to capitalism. Europe not only began the great exploration of our planet, but also into the nature of reality with the birth of modern science. All of this propelled the Western world to become wealthier and, more importantly, the dominant civilization for the first time globally. There was nowhere that the West did not stand high. And through the same force, liberalism, ideas about the condition of man came into question. The West abolished slavery in its colonies, but it also forced the rest of the world to give up the practice. While slavery still exists, of course, in many parts of the world to this day, mostly in the Middle East and Africa, the West, and only the West, came to see the inherent inhumanity of chattel slavery, as it came to believe in the idea of the dignity of all men. And the key turning point, which, if you look at the progression of liberalism, was the idea of egalitarianism. At first, this would be extended racially, to a point, as well as between the genders, again, to a point. After liberalism destroyed slavery, the next target in the progressive era was women's rights, which led to the 19th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution. Not so coincidentally,
all right, folks,
however.
We're going to go to break, come back with a powerful conclusion. Here's breaking news. The NXIVM trial, leader convicted after trial, exposed sex cults, sordid inner workings, connections to the Clintons. That is even the New York Times. It's all coming out. Get ready. We'll be back and finish up with this powerful report. Now, this is from a liberal's perspective, and there is the classical liberal movement, but that came out of a true expression of Christianity and the Christian ethos of love those as yourself or as your brother or lay down your life for others. But this is from a liberal that then gets into the true cancer of the left that is destroying the liberal movement of, say, a Thomas Jefferson. We'll be back. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. Tomorrow's news today. Mike in New Jersey. You're on the air. Thanks for calling, Mike.
You are the man, Alex. I'm so glad to be talking to you. I'm so excited. I'm such a big fan. Ever since I've been listening, I've been buying your products. I got to do a shout-out for the Bone Broth.
The Bone Broth. The Bone Broth. The Bone Broth. The Bone Broth.
Tastes like great milkshake, you know, if you just add it to milk.
It tastes like Ovaltine. It tastes like Ovaltine. It tastes like Ovaltine. Like good. Whoa.
I feel great since I've been taking it. My daughter uses the bubblegum fluoride-free toothpaste. I've used the Supermail Vitality, a host of other products, so thank you so much for that as well.
Brother, you're thanking me for buying the products and keeping us on air. I'm thanking you, but yes, this is the ultimate bone broth formula with the turmeric, the chaga mushroom, the true bone broth. It is next level. It really is good, so thank you.
I feel great since I've been taking it. Thank you.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
This is Hank Hill, and I'm telling you what, you need to listen to Alex Jones.
Yeah, yeah. Infowars.com. Yeah.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, the NXIVM Democratic Party, Hillary Clinton, Chuckie Schumer sex cult, just like Wiener and all the rest of it, or Epstein or Bill Clinton, it's all going down in spectacular flames. NXIVM trial, leader convicted after trial exposed sex cult sorted inner workings. We'll talk about it with Millie Weaver in the next segment, but finishing up with the great work of The Endgame, Why the West is Lost, by Black Pigeon Speaks from a historical liberal perspective that, minus not giving Christianity credit, is very accurate. Here it is.
Once women were enfranchised, the concept of the welfare state was born. And the welfare state is the culmination of marrying individualism with egalitarianism. This is a profound and very anti-in-group secular idea that is, again, uniquely Western. Universal man-made salvation. The expansion of the franchise relates to this idea, as does the enshrinement of democracy as the ultimate political ideal. Liberalism has also led to another very important and in most other societies alien concept, that of the immigrant. An immigrant is distinct from a foreigner. A foreigner goes to another country and lives there as an outsider. An immigrant is seen as having equal standing with the natives, even though having no ties, history, and at times very different world views than the dominant in-group. And this is important because despite what vacuous little girls playing house and pretending that the West's concept of immigration is universal and that they can just walk into a non-Western country and be part of that in-group, well, the reality is much different. Societies throughout the world do not have the concept of the immigrant. Rather, they cling to the concept of a foreigner. For non-Western societies that have retained their ethnic tribalism, which is most, the immigrant is still a shaky concept. Ethnic Koreans that have lived in Japan for generations are still considered outsiders. Zainichi is the term that is applied to them. The concept of in-group and out-group is to this day the way most societies operate, from Muslims to Australian Aborigines and all points in between. Immigration was never a concept until, that is, other societies learned the idea from the West. Capitalism as well feeds on immigration. It did do in the 19th century just as it does today. Influxes of Irish and Italians into the U.S. were just as disruptive as Mexicans are today, but both groups assimilated. And while America did change, its core of liberalism persisted. The next step in the evolution of liberalism came after the horror of the First and Second World Wars, which in turn led to civilizational exhaustion and civilizational self-doubt in the West. It was the upending of established thinking with regards to empire that allowed the process of decolonization to go relatively peacefully after the end of the Second World War. No longer was it Europe's burden to civilize the world. The new paradigm was one of rigid egalitarianism for all. It's still the current held belief that all cultures are valid and all cultures are equal, despite observable differences in outcome, prosperity, and human dignity. All thought regarding cultures as being equal was elevated to a sacrosanct fact that only a perceived idiot could dispute. And again, another completely anti-in-group preference that is uniquely Western. And as liberalism continued to evolve, the civil rights movement sought to convince all that there are absolutely no differences between the races, as the sexual revolution sought to convince men that there are no differences between the genders. That's not to say that races are not equal or that one is superior to the other. To the contrary, Inuit, Amazonian tribesmen, European, or Thai fishermen each have their strengths and weaknesses, but there are obvious differences in easily quantifiable things such as bone density, muscle mass, and for better or worse, cognitive abilities. The same for gender. Prior to the last few decades, men and women, instead of being at odds with each other as they are now, filled roles that complemented each other, and whether we like it or not, created and maintained families, which is the building block of societies and civilizations, much better than our postmodern sensibilities do. The suppression of in-group preference has led, logically, to mass uncontrolled immigration of people from completely incompatible cultures, most of whom are not even able to take care of themselves once they arrive. And as they pour into the West, social stability and community cohesion is destroyed. The suppression of observable differences between the genders has also given us the ridiculous Hollywood movies of superhuman women being able to beat down a dozen men twice their size, but also real problems of declining fertility and malignant family laws that discriminate toward men that are at the core of the grievance that many have in the MGTOW movement. As society has become more secular, enriched with vibrant diversity, and much less cohesive, standards of personal behavior and even personal appearance are ebbing lower daily. Search the term People of Walmart, which is a very good visual example of where society is at this point in time. This may seem like regression, but it's still in line with the same liberal ideal. Immigration was ramped up in the 1960s while simultaneously the concept of assimilation was destroyed. After that came gay rights, which took less than a generation to go from the Defense of Marriage Act to full legalization in virtually all Western countries. Norms are all but gone now, and in most cases, norms are to be socially ridiculed. Kids don't need a mom or dad. Heterosexuality is just one option among many. Sexual relations with animals is a choice. The current normalization of the transgender is almost complete, and thus, there will need to be new frontiers in the long march of liberalism, and on it will proceed. At the moment, female genital mutilation, which has arrived, incidentally, with the flow of culturally incompatible immigration, is something that we're seeing in the news these days. And we're told by the mindless CNN talking heads and their ilk that we, whatever that means, that we in the West universally revile it, as it is fundamentally against our values. Wait a decade, and the demographic changes that that decade will bring, and see where that argument is. The same talking heads will be calling anyone who disagrees with it in several years as a bigot or a female genital mutilation phobe. Think pedophilia normalization is unthinkable? Two words, Aisha and Islamophobia. Normalizing anything at...
Back it up 3 seconds. This was made 2 years ago. I have stacks of news I don't even want to cover where the Democratic Party, the Labor Party in England, with parents taking their kids out naked, letting men hump them with erections. And they're saying, oh, it's kink. Kids like sex. That's in the news today. But if you oppose it, they say you're into child porn with no proof. These people are sick. And so what it is the West openness is being used against it to bring it down and conquer it by a broken coalition strategy of groups of piratical criminals. Continue.
Anyone who disagrees with it in several years as a bigot or a female genital mutilation phobe. Think pedophilia normalization is unthinkable? Two words, Aisha and Islamophobia. Normalizing anything at this point is a possibility. None of this presentation is to say that people don't deserve to have their rights, but some rights have in part always been surrendered for the good of the community and to keep it cohesive. The problem is, there is no collective community anymore, only atomized
folks,
groups.
We're going to go to break. I'm going to post the full video to Infowars.com. When we upload this later to our own servers, I'll add the rest of it. There's 3 minutes left where it really comes down to the crescendo. It's a very important video. That again we'll post to Infowars.com. Very important information. Again, remember, we won't be here if it isn't for you. So don't forget, we have the Save Infowars Mega Special, free shipping, double Patriot points, 50% off, Infowarsstore.com. You can tell they're launching their biggest attacks ever. I appreciate your support, but we need even more. Please take action today. Make the decision for destiny.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. proactivemd.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
My heart burns with desire each time.
I burn with desire each time my heart fans the fire through that old flame that burns inside of me. She cried when I left her, now I cry to forget her. Oh, how foolish I was to ever want to leave.
NXIVM. You gotta love that we were the first to expose it like 3 years ago. I said there's a cult in Hollywood, New York, where they brand women and they starve them to death, and Harvey Weinstein has sex with them. And the Huffington Post came out and said I had defamed him. No, I was told by people in Hollywood that Harvey Weinstein was part of a cult where they chained women up and branded them and brainwashed them when the Clintons were involved. And that movies like Fifty Shades of Grey, based on the book, were priming on women to be part of it. So I can tell you about it first, but I can't pronounce it right. And I wasn't told it was even Nexium when I was told about it by multiple sources. And then Roger Stone confirmed it. It turned out in court documents, he's the head guy just got convicted today, that Roger was recruited by a subgroup. They didn't tell him it was even this group, and he got out of it in like, you know, a week. He was there as a consultant, there as a speaker. It turned out he was a target of them because he was close to Trump. They wanted to break into his phone and be able to get him. Boy, get Roger Stone on. I know he can't come on about the gag order with the whole Russia fake thing, but he can come on about this. We should get Roger on tomorrow because he told me all this on air. He said it all. He is vindicated. Well, Millie Weaver is awesome. And she recruited Caitlin Bennett, who's knocking out of the park as well. She went to the big Trump rally yesterday. I'm told that coming up in about 20 minutes, she's going to do her own live stream with some special guests today. And so Millie Weaver was there last night. How many were inside? How many were outside? Hillary's had her play on Broadway canceled. They've canceled their speaking tours. No one's coming out to see them. And she tweeted, I forgot to tell folks about us, saying that she didn't want to watch the InfoWars last night, meaning Trump's events. So they are really angry at us rebooting America. With your help, Millie, you've been doing reporting for us, what, 7 years? So we commend you.
Thank you, Alex. You know, the Trump rally was massive. I tried to follow the Trump line to get into the event because I thought, oh, we can, you know, do a time lapse and speed it up and show people how long the line was. But after walking, I think at least a mile and a half, we got tired. We're like, all right, the line is never ending. We're not going to find an end to this line. I mean, the line was so long, Alex. It was insane. And I almost think they're underestimating 130,000 people. There were so many people there. The whole city was full of Trump supporters. Now, they also had a permitted area where these anti-Trump protests could go on, and the police were surrounding that area. It was like a whole city, like a whole city street that they blockaded. And they literally had a, you know, leftist, Democrat, transgender person that was part of the event organization standing there with the police like a bridge troll telling people who could and could not pass. So I tried to go up and talk to some of the protesters, but the police advised me. They said, you're not allowed in here. I'm like, what do you mean I'm not allowed in here? Yeah, the event organizer said that they don't want you here. They don't want you, or they don't want InfoWars here at all. Caitlin Bennett, like, somehow got past their radar and was in there for about 10 minutes, and she got spit on and assaulted. And then, you know, at that point, the police then had her leave the area.
By the way, what's that story? I love that was a little kid. My kid. Three Billy Goats Gruff.
Yeah. The bridge trolls. You will not pass. I mean, it was crazy.
You notice the first little one comes across and says a much fatter and juicy word's coming. And the second one goes, oh, a really big juicy one's coming. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah. So it was just wild. But the real action, the real great story that's out there is that all these people came out to support the president. And you would not believe. I mean, Florida has a lot of people who have Cuban descent. You would not believe how many Cuban Americans are out there, and they love President Trump. They really do. And the other thing, I kid you not, I was asking Michael, our camera guy, after this. I'm like, how many people do you think out of everyone we talked to or just came into contact with, all the Trump supporters out there, out of all the Trump supporters out there, how many do you think were InfoWars fans? He's like, at least 70%. I mean, that is how much love we got out there, Alex. People love InfoWars. The scary thing is that many of these people are like, where do we find InfoWars? Alex is gone now. They don't know to go to InfoWarsStore.com. That's why those of you guys who are listening,
Millie, that's what's so critical. They always, because we were number one on iTunes, number one news app, everywhere. I mean, I didn't want to, because when they were banning us everywhere, I was sitting there going, I hope they don't figure out iTunes, 39 million subscribers to all our shows. David Knight had like 9 million just to his show. He'd only been on like a year. It was huge. And when they hit that, it was like, whoa, being punched in the stomach. But exactly. And then all these people are like, we wish Alex was on air. InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com. And I know this audience gets it. That's why it's critical. We should go to these rallies, actually, And I know you want to do that. You're going to do it. We're going to print you 100,000 bumper stickers and say, Alex Jones is still on air, Infowars.com. Or find Alex Jones at Infowars.com, because they get habituated, I get it, to YouTube or Facebook or Twitter, and we're off there, but they can find us at Infowars.com.
Oh, we were being mobbed for stickers, Alex. It was insane. I was like, we want stickers, we want, like, people were mobbing us. Infowars, we love you.
Well, that's why you're going to be at all the events now. You're going to be at all the events. We're trying to get financing to get the gas for the RV, but we salute you. You're so hardworking, Millie, with your crew. And we're going to try to hire a couple more reporters and get another RV so we can be at all these events the next year and a half and be in the game.
Exactly. And we are going to keep fighting the fight. That's why we need your guys' support. We need you guys to support us at Infowars.com. Not only that, we need you guys to share with your friends on your social media accounts. I want you all to do this right now. If you care about Infowars, if you care about truth, about real news, about our country, share on your social media pages where people can find Alex Jones's radio show. Let them have a direct link to our website, Infowars.com. Go to the section that says radio show. Share that with everyone, your family, your friends, because there are so many people who don't know. We know you, the listener, you know where to find it, but there's many listeners for Infowars and Alex Jones that don't know that we still are out here and where to find us. So I just ask you, the listeners, please share the link to InfowarsShow.com.
Absolutely, because you're getting what I'm getting now. You go to a Trump rally, and I would always say half the people are listeners. You're saying even more. And you see all the old InfoWars t-shirts and very few of the new ones. And it's because they just were used to seeing us in their feeds and everywhere. We've got to say, hey, the system thinks you're dumb and won't come find the source. That's why Drudge came here 3 years ago. He said, Alex, at dinner and on air, he said, listen, they're going to kick everybody off the big platforms. You've got to like DrudgeReport.com. You've got to tell everybody, get to InfoWars now. Get to NewsWars now. And I said, but we are doing our own thing. He goes, listen, at dinner. He even kind of pointed a fork at me. He said, I'm not trying to lecture you, man. But I'm telling you, you got to start telling people now and only having content on your own thing you point them at, because they're not going to remember when it happens. Drudge is so damn smart, and I wish I would have listened. Other people, because he made public statements too, did not listen to him. They're totally wiped out. They're not even having a fighting chance. We halfway listened to him, and we'd already instinctively built our own thing because of censorship. But absolutely, listeners, you're the people that are smart enough. And I don't mean that meanly. We're all habituated. I get lazy, like, Hawaii 5-0 used to be on some local TV station I have rabbit ears for, and I'd watch that with my kids because it's a pretty wholesome show. Well, now that TV station changed, and it's like Spanish TV. I don't even know how to find Hawaii 5-0, so I stopped watching. I'm talking about the old show and the new show. So it's the same thing. People got to be reminded, hey, they don't want you to get it. They're trying to stop you. It's at Infowars.com. Tell everybody. Pass it on. It's at Infowars.com. Pass it on. But let me tell you, Millie, what do you make? I'm not going to get back into this, but it's too crazy. The AP said that I lost a lawsuit over a book I was not even in or wrote or ever read, and that I'm going to be arrested and all this stuff. And it's been the top story everywhere, and the whole fake child porn thing. What do you make of that?
It's absolutely disgusting. It's an outright hit piece against you, Alex, by the liberal, Democrat-controlled mainstream media outlets. They are trying to tear InfoWars down and destroy you because they think that InfoWars, they know that InfoWars played a massive role in the election outcome. They know it. Every other person out there at the Trump rally has InfoWars shirts on. It's like people can't get enough of it, and we are trying to do everything we can to expose the swamp. And Hillary Clinton is so she's so vengeful, right? She wants to take revenge on us for the coverage we did in the 2016 election. She's literally tweeting about watching InfoWars and enjoying it like some sadistic psychopath.
We're out of time. We're out of time, Millie. The War Room has come up with Owen Schroyer. And you got your own YouTube channel. I'm totally going to go live in about 30 minutes or so. That's Millennium Millie on YouTube. Everybody go to her channel. She'll have a special guest, I'm told. Thank you, Millie. Great job to the crew. War Room is 1 minute away. Spread the word, please. Hillary absolutely hates it.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.